Good morning, and welcome to Faith in Action, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Genuine faith should cause us to act in a manner pleasing to God. Pastor Craig Smith uses this time to look at different Bible verses and see how we should apply them to our lives. Living like Jesus will help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
Hello, today we're focusing on Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. It says this, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." As we try to put our faith into action each day, sometimes, as humans, we stumble and fall. God's word said, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one." Because of this, back in the Old Testament, God set up a system where a high priest would represent the people to God. Lawrence Richards, in his commentary, explains these verses in this way. He said the high priest was the man who dealt with sin and weakness by offering the necessary sacrifices for sin. But as a link between God and man, the Old Testament priest was never enough because he was a sinful man. He was a shadow representing the coming perfect high priest. Hebrews 4:14 affirms that in Jesus we have a great high priest. As a human being, he is able to sympathize with us in our weaknesses. Yet he is also God. The Son has gone into heaven to take his stand in the very presence of the Father. Because Jesus is both God and man, he is an adequate link between us and the Father. So the scripture says, "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence," or boldly, "so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need." When we fail and are ashamed, or when we are overwhelmed and need help desperately, we need never draw back. Jesus, human like us, will understand. And Jesus, God, as in the Father, is able to aid. It is important when we have heard the voice of God calling us to act and still feel inadequate that we turn to Jesus as a high priest and realize that he is able to do for us. So Christ understands where we are and what we're going through. Therefore, even after we have stumbled, we can confess our sin and come confidently into the presence of a holy God. John W. Peterson put it in a song that goes like this. It says, "No one understands like Jesus. He's a friend beyond compare. Meet him at the throne of mercy. He's waiting for you there. No one understands like Jesus when the days are dark and grim. No one is so near, so dear as Jesus. Cast your every care on him. No one understands like Jesus every woe he sees and feels. Tenderly he whispers comfort, and the broken heart he heals. No one understands like Jesus when the foes of life assail. You should never be discouraged. Jesus cares and will not fail. No one understands like Jesus when you falter on the way. Though you fail him, sadly fail him, he will pardon you today. No one understands like Jesus when the days are dark and grim. No one is so near, so dear as Jesus. Cast your every care on him." Have you been there? I have. Days are dark and grim, and things are falling apart because we are human and we fail. Jesus Christ was a human like us. Therefore, he can represent us to heaven as a human and also as God, and we can cast our every care on him. So as you put your faith in action this week, remember that he understands and he is there to help us if we will just trust in him. I pray you have a great week today.